You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Ah, well, Father, I just thank you that I'm excited, but you know what? You're excited. You are so excited for all of the things that you have planned for this planet in 2023. And Father, you are also just so ecstatic about the things that you are doing in our lives and the ways that you are shifting us to operate more in alignment, more in tune, and more embodied with you. And so I just thank you, Father, that you are busy. You never sleep, you never slumber, and you've got the angels dispatched, and the great cloud of witnesses is holding their breath with anticipation over everything that is happening on the playing field in the kingdom of God. And so I just thank you that you are going to speak through my mouth today, Lord. You're going to make it clear. You're going to make it tight. You're going to make it right. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to resonate. It is going to not just resonate, but it's going to create. It's going to create things in the listeners today, Father. It is going to expand things in their hearts. It's going to release things that have been maybe bottled up inside of them, Father. It is going to open doors. It's going to clear pathways. It's going to renew minds. It's going to shift things, Father, because you are speaking and your words are life and they are spirit and they are on the mark. They hit the target every single time. And so I'm expecting you to speak right now, Father. So I just stir up that gift. I stir up that gift in me today, Lord. I yield my body as a living sacrifice. And I say, be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified through our lives. Be glorified through my words. We fully surrender to what you're doing. We offer ourselves fully, and make ourselves available to, as a vessel to be used by you, Father, as an instrument of righteousness, as an instrument for your glory. And so we say, have your way in this year. Have your way in our lives. And Father, release your grace. Thank you that the word comes with enough power to bring itself to pass in Jesus' name. And so thank you, Father, that this is just, we're just tuning in to what's already been activated, what's already been started, so that we can say yes and amen to it. And we can just simply receive it and be in alignment, and we can channel it, Father, through our association in Christ. And so we give you praise, we give you honor for it, and we say thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. So awesome, you guys. I'll tell you, I'm pumped to be sharing the things that I've been hearing, okay? And I want to give you a little bit of a backstory. I feel like God wants me to fill you in of what I was hearing coming into December. And I feel like I'm supposed to share this. And honestly, I may have shared it. I feel like I was talking about it, but honestly, right now, I don't even remember if I did a live on it. I can't remember, but I want to recap it. And it may be a repeat for some of you that are, in one of our Emerge or in working with me, but I'm going to release it for everybody. So coming into December, really right out of Thanksgiving, I heard that December, the word for December was that it was a divine reset. Okay. And the picture that I got when I got the word divine reset was a picture of a computer rebooting. Okay. And it was like when you hit the reboot button or you hit the reset button on a computer, or you click it, right? Depending on how you do it on your computer now, but you know how it shuts it down and then it restarts it. And the Lord said it's a divine reset, but it wasn't just like we were rebooting like you normally just shut down the computer and restart it. If I have a Mac, right? And so I don't know what kind of computers you guys have or if this works for you too, but what the Lord highlighted to me is that if there are system upgrades that need to happen when you restart your computer, you can say yes, you know what I mean? Do the upgrades when you restart. And you know, sometimes you need to restart if you upgrade something. Well, this particular reset was an upgrade. And it wasn't just like an upgrade of a particular program. It was an upgrade of the entire operating system. Now, for those of you that aren't technical, I'm going to try to explain this, or don't understand computers, I'm going to try to explain this a little bit. So, and I want to kind of explain it in the terms of our own mind renewal process. Okay. So Let me start by saying, how many of you know that we all have programs, right? The Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so this pattern of the world that we've been conformed to, that we need to renew our minds out of, really is a collection of programming. It is the way the world has programmed us to think. And it happens from the moment we are born, right? And it comes from all of our life experiences. It comes from our family of origin. It comes from the ways that our parents taught us. It comes from our economic status, our socioeconomic status, the neighborhood we grew up in, the country we grew up in, the culture we grew up in. It comes from, frankly, I wish it didn't, but the color of our skin, right? It comes from the way that we look. It comes from our educational system. It comes from generational inheritances of the way people have been programmed in our families throughout the years. It comes through the life experiences of what we're exposed to and what we're not exposed to culturally, educationally. Excuse me. We have programs about everything. We have programs about marriage. We have programs about family. We have programs about what's possible for our life and our health and our money and religious programming, right? We grew up in church. I grew up in the Bible Belt. I grew up in a denominational background. I didn't learn about the gifts of the Spirit. I didn't learn about encounters with God. I didn't learn about our new identity in Christ. I didn't learn about the supernatural. I didn't learn about hearing God on demand. And I had a separation mindset from God, and I had a sin consciousness that was programmed into me through the way that the gospel was presented to me. And so there's programs for everything, and all of these programs are make up the pattern of this world. Well, guess what? There's also the mind of Christ, and there are systems and programs on how the kingdom works, and there's God, the way God thinks about all of these topics, about education, about money, about our family, about our neighborhoods and our culture and our countries and the color of our skin and all of our gender. I mean, all of these things, there is a way that God thinks about them. And if you had if you could diagram our brain, and you could, you know, walk through all of the different ways that you categorize these different programs, right? Then you would see there's different categories of programs, like there's on a computer, right? On a computer, you've got word processing programs. You've got like Word, right? Or you've got spreadsheets like Excel, or you've got Google Sheets or whatever. And then you've got email programs, and you've got calendars, you know, whatever. But you've got different programs that have different functions that really determine how you can use the computer, what you can use the computer for. And in the same way, our programming limits us or determines how God can use us and what he can use us for. Because we are only as functional or only as fruitful or is only as transfigured or is only transformed and thinking like God thinks, and with the limits or limitless thinking of God to the extent of our programs. And so our programs are so, so very important. And we Holy Spirit is the great mind renewal architect, right? He's the programmer. He's the programmer of our minds. He's the programmer of our onboard computer that is our brain. And so when God was talking to me about a divine reset, okay, he was talking to me about the fact that he is resetting the operating system. So in a computer, the operating system is what you install all of the programs on top of, okay? So Excel or email or your calendar or whatever isn't the operating system, okay? It's a program that runs on the operating system. And so this operating system is key, you guys, key to what programs can actually operate, right? So if you need an operating system upgrade, sometimes you can't install a certain program until you have the right version of the operating system. On our phones even, you guys, our phones have operating systems. And sometimes certain applications or certain things that you want to download on it require, right, a system update. And when you like set your phone down and overnight, or you say, install the update, right, It's the operating system that's installing, and then the applications run on top of that operating system. So hopefully this makes sense to everybody, because it's important that you understand that the money program, the marriage program, right? The self-image program, the health program, okay? The how you think about God program, the gospel program, like all of these programs are somewhat independent, if you will, but also dependent on the operating system. And so when God said in December, it was a divine reset and that it was an operating system upgrade, okay, it was really about coming down to the source code of how we operate and upgrading that so that additional upgrades can happen in our programs that run on top of our operating system. And by the way, our operating system is our default way of being every day, right? It's where we learn to abide in Christ. Like Jesus Christ is the foundation. Our identity of being one with Jesus has to be the operating system, because all of the other programs are impacted by our revelation of union with God. Like our money program, if you don't have a foundation of union with God, then you're going to deal with money from a place of separation from God. You're going to think of things like my money. You're going to think about things like God's not answering my prayers for money. There's going to be separation. You're going to think about giving and tithing. You're going to do all of that separated. That's the same for our family and parenting and marriage, right? We're going to parent from a separated paradigm. We're going to have our marriage from a separated paradigm. It's the same for every other program that sits on top of that operating system. And so union has to be the source code. It has to be the very embedded into our source code. And let me talk specifically about the process of that, because for me, as I entered into December, okay, and if you haven't listened to a previous podcast that I did called Braving the Wilderness, I encourage you to go find that podcast and listen to it again as you come into this year. Because see, the operating system of oneness with God, you know, is tested. That's a tested program. Like when Jesus went into the wilderness, the enemy was testing, does Jesus know who he is? Does he know that he's one with the Father? See, because Jesus would have not been able to fulfill his ministry, to fulfill his destiny, if he had not been living in union with the Father. If he had not got it into his operating system that the Father and I are one. Why? Because his entire mission was to accurately represent, accurately render the Father on the display screen, right? For everyone to see. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so this oneness was how, it was the operating system. It was how Jesus was going to operate in fulfilling his calling, in fulfilling his ministry, right? And so the enemy came to test his operating system, to test his source code, to test his identity, to see how he was going to operate. And in the wilderness, he did not operate independent from the Father. Every time the enemy tempted him, he spoke what the Father was written, and he would not do anything, and he would not be tempted to do a miracle apart from the Father. He would not be tempted to take the glory another way than the Father was telling him to do it. He was 100% in alignment and in congruency with the Father. He was one with the Father, okay? And so his operating system was solid so that he could be released into his ministry. And he came out of the wilderness in the spirit and in power. And we have to be operating in union with Jesus in the spirit and in power, right? And in the power of the Holy Spirit, if we are going to fulfill what God has called us to do. So this divine reset that started in December is about this upgrade of your operating system. Okay. For me personally, December was a testing month. Okay. I don't know that I was fully aware of to the extent that I was being tested In December, I was tested with illness. I'm pretty sure that my family and I had COVID. I lost my sense of taste and my sense of smell. As you can tell, I'm still recovering my voice. Okay. So there was some illnesses that we were tested with. There were specific demonic attacks that were sent to test us. Okay. And what they were testing was my righteousness. And would I come into agreement with the accusations against the truth of who I am in Christ? Would these accusations stick when it related to me as being someone who lives in union with Jesus? In other words, did you know that illness is an accusation? It's an accusation against the cross of Christ. It is an accusation that Jesus did not take sickness and disease fully into his body. Okay. It is an attack in your finances. That financial accusations came as well. And so different accusations came against me to see what was I going to believe, and was I going to partner with the accuser, who is the devil, who is demonic? Am I going to partner with the accuser and self-accuse? Because when I partner with the accuser, I am now taking, I mean, there's only two options here, you guys. See, we don't have an independent nature. We don't have an independent self. We will either have a self that is in alignment with an identity that has been formed by the accuser, or we will have an identity that is in alignment and has been formed by righteousness. Righteousness says that I am holy, I am blameless, I am healed, I am perfect, I am one with Jesus, I am made out of the same material as Jesus, I am a new creation, as Jesus is, so am I in this world. Let's say that again, as Jesus is, so am I in this world. And guess what? Jesus isn't sick, Jesus isn't broke, Jesus isn't stressed, Jesus isn't any of the things that our internal world many times we suffer under. Why? Because we're being tested to see what identity we believe in. And so this divine reset for me felt like an unraveling to a degree, only to test what I would believe and what I would receive and how I would either accuse or resist the accusations against me. Okay. And let's just say this, when you go through a season of testing and you go through a season of tribulation where you are being accused with, and I want you to really grab what I'm saying, that sickness is an accusation. It's an accusation that against, by his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, were you healed, or are you sick? He was made to be poor, that through his poverty, you might be made rich. Are you poor or are you rich? Are you in union with Jesus? Are you a joint heir with Jesus, or are you broke? Does your bank account define how wealthy you are, or does the cross define how wealthy you are? And so these accusations look like circumstances. They don't just feel like thoughts. They do feel like thoughts. Those thoughts, the circumstances bring, but it is an intensity, you guys, that can come like you're in this wilderness with Jesus, and your identity and your righteousness is being tested. Okay. And so coming out of that, just so you know, right, on Christmas morning, I couldn't taste, I couldn't smell. And let me tell you, Christmas Eve was probably the worst of it. And my husband laid hands on me and I screamed without a voice at the enemy. And I demanded, and I took what rightly belonged to me. And I did not allow those accusations to stand. But on Christmas morning, I did not have my smell. I did not have my taste. And of course, we got all the yummy food, right? We've got all our Christmas goodies. We've got our Christmas casserole. We got our special desserts. We got all this stuff. And I can't taste it and I can't smell it, right? And I just, this enough is enough, right? And so every single time we opened our Christmas presents that was like a candle or a perfume or something that had a smell to it, I spoke to my sense of smell, and I said, smell in Jesus' name, taste in Jesus' name. And I began to resist it in Jesus' name and command it to return. And within 30 minutes, I got my taste and my smell back. Okay. On New Year's Day, my daughter was not, smelling was not tasting. And I'd been telling her, speak to it. Hadn't manifested. So I put my hand on her nose and her, and I said, in Jesus' name, smell and taste. And it came forth. Okay. Now, within 30 minutes. Okay. So I had to do this setup. Okay. Because coming into 2023, there is this divine reset that is happening. Okay. Because what you can accomplish in 2023 is going to depend on your operating system. It's going to depend on your ability to resist sin consciousness, accusations, and any test or any trial or any contradiction that is going to come against your righteousness in Christ. See, your righteousness is not based on your performance. It's not based on anything that you have done. It is based on what you have believed. And if you have believed in Jesus, then you are righteous by faith. You are made of the same material as Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. You are perfect. You are holy. You are blameless. You are adopted. You are a son. You are a joint heir. And you have been joined to Christ. And as Jesus is, so are you in this world. You were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Before the fall, you were holy and you were chosen. And you have always been that way, except in your mind, which must be renewed to the revelation of righteousness. Right? Hebrews 5 says that those that are not skilled in righteousness are in need of milk. And here's the thing. You cannot fulfill your destiny drinking milk. Your destiny is going to require you to operate in supernatural strength. You're going to have the spirit of might operating in you. You're going to have the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead operating in you. It is going to be the supernatural power of God that Jesus operated in when he came out of the wilderness. And that is what is going to break the back of the kingdom of darkness through you. Because the kingdom of darkness has been defeated, but only righteous sons can shine the light in the darkness and take what the enemy is sitting on because he thinks it still belongs to him. Because he thinks that he has authority to take the wealth and the health and run this planet through the systems of the world. But no, sons of God don't live according to the systems of the world. They live independent of the systems of the world and they take dominion over them. Right? They are unstoppable because money doesn't tell them what to do. The Holy Spirit tells them what to do. They are unstoppable because the medical system doesn't tell them what to do. The Holy Spirit tells them what to do. Right? They are unstoppable in their ability to release captives and release the kingdom of heaven every single way that where they go because they refuse to bow to a system or to a demonically controlled world. Okay, because but only righteousness, only sons of God that live in union with Jesus and have the revelation that as Jesus is, so am I in this world, will be able to do what God has called them to do. Okay, so we are at some level, this may already have been completed for you. Okay, for me in December, this was a battle. It was a battle, 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 battle. Will I stand in righteousness? Will I stand in what the cross declares about me? Will I stand in the battle of what the resurrection of Jesus stands for me? And here's what I know. I know that Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I know that I am not the only one because this is a principle. It is a principle that Jesus absolutely demonstrated in his life, right? He was anointed by the Holy Spirit in his baptism. And then guess what? The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness where he was tried and tested by the enemy for 40 days. Okay. I can tell you it was about 40 days that I was in this place. Now coming into 2023. Okay. Guess what? Whoo, hallelujah. There's been the reset. It's been reset. Now, I'm just giving you this process because I want you to be aware of what you may be experiencing. You may be experiencing accusations against your identity, against your righteousness, against your holiness, against your health, against your wealth, against whatever, but accusations are an opportunity. They are an opportunity for you to rise up in righteousness, to rise up in your identity and speak the truth and your revelation of your identity. I asked the Lord after I spoke to the senses, and I said, okay, well, Ella, you know, why wasn't it working when she was speaking to it, Lord? And why, when I spoke to it, did it work? And he said to me, because Shalice, you have a revelation that scary Jesus lives inside of you. And if you haven't heard me talk about scary Jesus, right? Scary Jesus is Revelation 1 Jesus. It's the resurrected King Jesus. It's not that he's scary to us. It's not about Jesus is scary. We need to be careful of Jesus, all of that. No, it's about the resurrected King who lives in us. And the truth is, beloved, I marinated in this idea that the resurrected King Jesus is who I am. That I would stare in the mirror until I saw the eyes of fire staring back of me. That I stared in the mirror until my face shone like the sun. That Jesus's face shines like the sun in Revelation chapter 1. And let me tell you, that revelation of who Jesus is, the resurrected King of all that lives in me, and that when I say his name, I'm invoking scary Jesus. I'm invoking the revelation of the gospel that God by his grace has imparted into me, who has given me. And that revelation of the gospel, the revelation of Jesus, faith in his name is not just faith in, it's not just faith that Jesus can do it. It's faith that Jesus has done it. It's faith in what he has already accomplished. It's faith in the kingdom being now. It's faith in it all being now, that it is finished and that who we are is finished. Now, that is the revelation that causes the manifestation. That is the gospel is the power of salvation. The revelation of the gospel, the revelation of Jesus Christ as Lord, as King, as more powerful, more higher than anything, the preeminent one. That revelation, the seen realm responds to every single time, every single time. And so, whether you're in this place of accusation or you've come out of it having stood up in righteousness, okay, here's what's coming. What's coming after this divine reset, okay? What's coming is the best. The best, okay? What God spoke to me over 2023 is that the best is not yet to come. The best is now. The best is now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And guess what? It's at hand now. Everything that heaven contains is now. We're not waiting on God. The cross and the resurrection of Jesus has already been accomplished. Woo, do you guys see that cloud over me right now on the screen? Hey, Shaka. Woo, I just release that glory over you guys. I release the glory of this word. I release the glory of Jesus Christ over you. The best is not yet to come. The best is now. The kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in you. All things are possible now in any amount of time, of any amount of time. We're not waiting. We've been given dominion over time. It's 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 now. It's now. It's now. It's now, beloved. The best is now. It's all now. Everything is now. Everything is now. So whatever word God is speaking over you for 2023, you just put the word now right after it because it's now. It's now. It's now. And I know I keep saying it, but every time I say the word over you, it manifests. It's now. What God is doing in your life is now. It's now, it's now, it's now, it's now. It's time. It's time to get out of the boat. It's time to be bold. It's time to do the thing that God is telling you to do. Whatever that next step is, it's now. It's now. Even if it's in the divine reset, the divine reset is now. God is doing something now, beloved. He's doing something now. And so we need to fully awaken and step into righteousness, step into radical righteousness. Leave the realm of sin consciousness. Leave the realm of record of wrongs. Leave the realm where we are tolerating anything but heaven in any sphere of our life or our influence or our tribe or our family. We are not going to be passive. It is time for the manifestation. It is time for you to manifest. It is time for the sons of God to manifest now. And I can tell you, beloved, I am being pushed by the Holy Spirit into the now of my ministry, into the now of my calling, into the now of a supernatural schedule that looks impossible on paper. But you know what? God has said it's time to run. It's time to run. And I will tell you, there is a release. There is a release of now in your life as I'm speaking this word. There is a release of you being manifested. As you listen to this right now, there are things that are falling off of you right now. There is revelation that is going to be coming to you. I'm talking right now. I'm not talking about 5 years. I'm not talking about 20 years. We're calling it into the now. Remember when Mary told Jesus, you know, to turn, you know, they were out of wine. And Jesus said, woman, you know, my time has not yet come. And guess what? He went ahead and turned the water into wine now. Why? Because there was a demand for it. There was a need for it. And I'm telling you, the earth has need of who you are. There is a demand for what you carry. And it is now. It is now. It is absolutely now. So radical obedience, radical giving, radical sacrifice. I mean, I can't even tell you the decisions that I have made that are so illogical as I step into this year. Financial decisions, things that do not make sense, things that don't seem wise. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you what. This is the time, this is the place, and it is now. It is now. And we are, the limits are coming off. And for some of you, I'm just gonna say it, you need to step into Emerge now, right? For some of you that have graduated from Emerge, you need to step into the graduate program now. For some of you that have been lollygagging around, and I don't even know what you've been doing, but you haven't been fully engaged in your destiny and your purpose, it's now. Hey, Lord, hey, what do you want me to say? He says, let me just pray in the spirit. Well, I mean, first of all, he just says now means now. It just means now. And everything is now. The best is now. The best is not yet to come. Your best life is not yet to come. Heaven has already shown up. And the only thing that's left to do, beloved, is agree. The only thing that's left to do, beloved, is believe. The only thing that's left to do is wake up. Wake up to the gospel. Wake up to a revelation of righteousness and get off the milk. Get off the milk and onto the meat and start eating. Eating the revelation that is deep. The revelation of the gospel, the revelation of who you are and what you're here to do and how you're here to do it and how you're here to operate in it. Everything that's needed is already provided, and it's here now. It's here now. And as you speak from a revelation of righteousness and you speak from a revelation of who you actually are, guess what will manifest? Anything and everything. It will materialize as you speak it. Because you will be not speaking as a mere human being. You will be speaking in the name of Jesus as someone who is Jesus in this world. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. As Jesus be, as Jesus is, as you marinate in that union that you have with Jesus and you operate from that place of oneness, it will manifest. It will manifest. The only problem that we've ever had is separation from God, Because every single one of those programs that came from the world, that came from the pattern of this world, that conformed us to an image and a self-image, an image of God and an image of everything else, is bathed in duality. It's bathed, and when I say duality, it's bathed in separation from God. And non-dual consciousness, non-separated consciousness, is the operating system of the kingdom. It is the operating system of miracles. It is the operating system of your destiny. It is the operating system of your identity. And it is time for you to upgrade, and it's time for it to begin to manifest now, 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 now. So, beloved, wow. That's what I'm hearing God speak. That's where we are in this moment of time. And it's time to operate differently. God's been speaking to me about some resources that I need to release to the body of Christ immediately. A prophetic grace and anointing that needs to be released to you guys so that you can stay awake and operate in this operating system 24/7. I'm not going to announce it today because we're still working out the technical components of what needs to be put in place so that I can release it. But I am going to be releasing it as soon as possible, as soon as possible. And it is going to help you stay in this place where you are awake. I remember the Lord years ago said, where I am sending you, Shalice, you're going to have to stay awake. You're going to have to stay awake. And what that means is you're going to have to stay awake to how Jesus was awake. You're going to have to stay awake to the union that you have with me. You're going to have to stay awake to the reality of heaven being now. You're going to have to stay awake to what Jesus has accomplished. And you're going to have to stay awake to the accuser and not come into agreement with anything on any level that is not in heaven, that is not in Jesus. So, beloved, we'll make announcements about that in the coming, you know, as soon as we can get that together. But I love you. I am praying for you. I'm praying for this move of God that is here, that is now. And standing for the manifestation of the sons of God that are destined to be made visible and to be made manifest in this hour. And things are shifting, things are happening. And even just by you listening to this and being in agreement with it, you have entered into this, and this is for you. This is for you, this is for you, this is for you. Don't say, oh, I don't know if this is for me. No, this is for you. This is for you. So I encourage you to listen to this as many times as you need to listen to it. I put it on replay, guys, because it's easy to fall asleep. It's easy when you're being tested and when you're in a trial or you're in tribulation or things are coming against you. It is easy to forget the gospel. It is easy to go back into the patterns of the world. When your mind is being renewed and you don't have the new program established yet, guess what? It's easy to go back. And I want to just say this, you guys, align however God is telling you to align with this ministry, whether that is a monthly partnership, where that is where you are sowing into this podcast, go over to Shalice.com and join up as a monthly partner. If that's the way God's calling you to align, if you're called to do Emerge, get in the school. If you are called, if you're a graduate of Emerge and you're called to continue to work with me to launch, get in those programs. I'm coming out bold. I'm coming out unapologetic in 2023 because honestly, we don't have time. We don't have time for accusations. We don't have time for me to worry about you thinking about my motives and whatever you're thinking about me. Because the truth is, I'm not dealing with accusations this year. I'm standing in righteousness, and righteousness is as bold as a lion. And I can tell you, that's exactly how you're going to be standing too. You're going to watch me do it, and you're going to emulate it, and you're going to stand under accusations, and you're going to not let anything stop you. Money is not going to stop you. People's opinions are not going to stop you. People's not in agreement are not going to stop you, because you're going to be in agreement with God, and you are coming out this year. You are coming out of unrighteousness. You are coming out of waiting. You are coming out of fear. You are coming out of being controlled by other people, being controlled by money, being controlled by sickness, being controlled by any system except the operating system of Jesus and the operating system of heaven. So God bless you guys. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And remember, hey, I'm going to say this to Sue, it's now. It's now. No more delay. No more delay. No more waiting. Why will we wait? Why do we wait when everything is available now? The best is now. The best is not yes to come. The best is now. So what's the best? What's the best thing that you need to step into all that God has called you to do? And when you make a demand on it in Jesus' name and you speak to it out of a religious, out of a revelation of who you are in Christ, let me tell you, the manifestation will follow. Did Jesus ever miss a manifestation? No. If it's not manifesting, it's an identity problem. It's an identity problem. Listen to me. It's an identity problem. It's a revelation problem. And I'm not doing that to condemn you. I'm saying step in and wake up and say, Holy Spirit, give me a revelation. Give me, I'm operating in your operating system and it's now. It's now. It's now. It's now. It's now. Say everything, you guys. Quit asking and waiting. It's now. It's now. It's now. It's now. So happy new year, you guys. I got to jump. Goodness knows I could probably keep going for 4 hours, but it's now. It's now. And so I love you. I release the glory over you and I am standing for the bold moves and the bold alignments that you need to have in this coming year. And the Lord's just telling me I need to share this before I leave. Okay. There's alignments. There's realignments happening right now. There's alignments happening with apostolic gifting. There's realignments with apostolic giftings, with prophetic giftings. There's alignments happening. And I can tell you in my own life, God is speaking specifically, and maybe I'll talk about it next week, but he's talking specifically to me about alignments, and he's realigning alignments in my life. And he is talking about double honor and talking to me about ways that I honor the people that he is telling me to align with. And so pray into that, guys, and get into alignment. Wherever God has you aligned, align. And realize that that is that. And maybe I'll teach on this. I don't know exactly how to do that. But maybe I'll do it on podcasts. I don't know how I'm going to do this. But God will show me that there is a positioning that releases the now as well. And it is bold. And you just do it. You just do it. You just do what God says. You just do what he says. And so I'll say that and I'll wrap for today. So God bless you guys and feel free to share this. We'll get it up on the podcast. We'll get it up on the website. Feel free to share this word with whoever, invite them to the group, let them watch it, but get this word out wherever it needs to get to whoever it needs to get to, because God is on the move and it's now. So happy new year, guys. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose he created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalise's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.